Why are your nipples so small, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
That's why, right there. That's why. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
A good little conversation, literally right up to the break. Andy got
the
this.
Drive
got
is this thing, live.
Got this thing turned up in here, man. Come on through. Taquerias Arandas.
That's right.
On North Shepherd, come through. It's actually Arandas Sports Bar in Taquerias Arandas. Come
That's
through,
right.
Hang out with us, North Shepherd.
In the Heights, baby.
In the Heights. It's we got plenty of room. The food's phenomenal. I just ate a little something. And the drinks are, they're always good, baby. So come on through, have you a Friday. Get your Friday night started if you're over here in the Heights somewhere. Come get you a little dinner if you're just trying to ease through the evening. Either way, we'll be here till 6, and we greatly appreciate you listening. We greatly appreciate you coming through. We got a few more giveaways here, Ron. We got another gift card. We got some tickets to give away. What all we got left?
Well, we got a two more pair of two tickets. You got two pair of tickets to go see the University of Houston host Texas A&M at the Fatita Center, and all proceeds for this go to all the people who were affected from Hurricane Beryl. If you do not win these tickets, you could still purchase those tickets. The game is on the 27th, so you can go there. But if you come in, put your name in our raffle box, you got a chance to win there. And we also have another $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as, you can also not only win this gift card, but you can sign up for one of the greatest deals out there, courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors.
That's right. Right when you walk in the door here, one reason to stop by, there's plenty of reasons to stop by, but one reason, right when you walk in the door to the left, there's a pop-up there that says the Academy Sports and Outdoors Ultimate Tailgate Football Tailgate Package. That what that is, you can register here on site. What that is a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two tickets in the suite for the Christmas Day game, Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans. In our suite, we can all hang out. It's a big suite, so don't worry about it. Ron's not gonna get you in a verbal headlock or anything. It's a big suite. There's plenty of room, man. It's a heck of a deal. So come on through and take advantage of all this, and obviously the great food here at Arandas Sports Bar. So come on through and hang with us. Also, hey, if you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, man, we greatly appreciate you. We got us on all the TVs in here. I've only seen the old YouTube feed a handful of times, Ron. It looks good, man. Them blonde tips look really good on that YouTube screen.
Listen,
man.
Hey, man, you just have to deal with what the Lord has blessed you with.
Yeah? I don't know if he blessed you with them blonde
tips. That lady right there just clapped, and I appreciate you. I know it. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's doing his damnedest, that's for
he's
sure.
He's doing the best I can, man. Let me come down a bit. All right. Get on down.
Get that taco meat out.
I don't want to kill him.
I ask a question in the tease, though. And I want y'all to partake. I want y'all to play along here. 713-572-4610. Text in your answers. The biggest challenge for the Texans this week. Which challenge? There's a couple challenges, but which challenge is bigger? The Texans O-line that we watched struggle last week versus what appears to be a full go Indianapolis Colts defensive front, although DeForest Buckner was limited, I believe, or questionable on the Indianapolis Colts final Friday injury report. But I'm under the impression right now that DeForest Buckner is going to play. You got Quiddy Pay, DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart, and I ain't got Deo's last name in me right now, to be honest with you. But you got a decent front. I think this is a better front. Again, you got E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin as well at the linebacker position. I think this is a better front than what the Texans ran the ball, just smash-mouth football, ran the football against them earlier in the year. I think they're better right now. Assuming DeForest Buckner is back healthy and are at least going to play, I think it's a better front. So is that the bigger challenge for the Houston Texans? Again, that offensive line that struggled with Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner led defensive line for the Colts, or Is it our cover defenders? Derek Stingley, who we saw get attacked in the most critical moment of the game last week, four straight plays. Kamari Lassiter, who's coming off of are coming back from a shoulder injury, scapula injury, versus this receiving crew, which with Downs being healthy, again, that Josh Downs is a receiver that is a smaller, shifty, twitchy slot receiver that was not healthy the first time the Texans played him this year. He's played in three ball games this year and leads the team in catches. A critical part of what they're doing. This team,
crazy.
This team has won four of the last five games, so they got hot recently. And you got Downs, Alec Pierce, who is one of, if not the, from a yards per catch standpoint, one of the tops in the NFL, Michael Pittman Jr., and then Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell from right here in Missouri City. What is the biggest challenge? Our O-line holding off that defensive front, holding off in pass protection, as well as being able to run the football, or the cover defenders having to play this healthy receiving core, which even without Downs last game was the only reason that the Colts were even in the ball game because of explosive plays. Ron, which one of those do you think is the biggest challenge for the Texans?
Well, to me, the biggest story has been the offensive line, and I think now when you're healthy, I think this changes things a bit. Now that we know Kamari Lassiter is going to play in this game, yeah, I think that yeah. does change things a bit, because there's no way that the Colts wouldn't have watched what they saw last week with the Packers and tried to attack with any of their receivers. And I do think they probably have confidence in all their receivers. Hell, Pierce caught a big play for a touchdown. Ashton Doolin caught a big play for a touchdown. Mitchell got behind both corners, Stingley and Kamari Lassiter.
Pierce is the one that caught that one over Jimmy Ward, too. He had two big ones.
Yeah, caught another one. Yeah, down there to set up another touchdown. And the only one that didn't get over the top was their number one guy, Michael Pittman.
Right.
And he is a guy that obviously can be productive out there. But still, to me, as we talked about, the Texans have had some issues. They gave up four sacks there in that first game against this group. And I think the places, especially in pass protection, where the confusion has gone has been in the middle. And now you bring Buckner back there, which he is a really good pass rusher. And I think they've got really good linebackers in terms of what teams have been able to do. When you look at the Packers, their linebackers and those stunts they did in the middle of the field to get constant pressure up the middle, whether it be the linebacker that's doing it or the interior lineman that got free because they're trying to get the linebacker. Speed and Franklin are guys that can make hay in that. So to me, I would lean towards what has been the big problem, the offensive line with Buckner returning potentially being the issue there.
I'm going to agree with you.
The biggest one.
I'm going to agree with you on this. I think the biggest challenge for the Texans this week is the O-line versus their defensive front. And as you said, it starts with those two big boys in the middle, assuming DeForest Buckner is going to play. I think that's the biggest challenge. Now, I think the X factor in this game are the receivers versus our cover defenders. But forcing this game into the hands of Anthony Richardson in the air with these wide receivers, I think that's going to be the toughest challenge. With Taylor healthy, Anthony Richardson healthy, this has got to be a downhill run attack from the Indianapolis Colts. It's going to be different than what we've seen from other teams. I think similar to what we expected to see from the Buffalo Bills, I think, which the Texans handled it well. Because the one thing is, this defense is I talk so much about offense and get so damn frustrated with the offense. This defense has been special this year. Statistically, you look at all the major stats, this defense has been really, really, really good, even though they've had injuries. So, The toughest challenge for me with this team is going to be the group that I think is vulnerable to the run, because of the interior D-line play, stopping Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson if they wholeheartedly commit to it. I think that is, Ron, the biggest challenge. So we're going to agree on that one right there. This O-line is a monster week for them. Not only do they have to run it well again like they did the first time against the Colts, but they've got to clean this pass protection up. And DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart are going to do everything they can to make it
hail. That's the part with the offensive line that is really, really weird, is running the football successfully, especially in the Packers game, doesn't seem to slow up the pass rush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you run the football to the extent that Joe Mixon has run it, you would think usually, like, all right, they got to wait, they got to chill, they got to slow up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it has not slowed down the pass rush at times. So
that's another one of those kind of depth conversations, Ron, that just shocks me about that game last week. Is, to your point, when you run the football that well, the quarterback gets easy layups in the flats and easy layups over the middle of the field.
Play action works.
None of the play
action worked.
Nothing.
Like people talked about, hey, how come he didn't roll them out? Well, there were some play action rollouts, and Gary was not even buying it.
Yeah,
like
they
didn't even give a rip about
it. It's almost like they were tipping pitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. But we'll see. I think the X factor is our cover defenders versus their wide receivers. Hopefully it gets to that. Hopefully we can stop the run well enough to force it into that kind of game, and we'll see what happens. But the O-line, the all eyes are on those guys up front. I'm Clint Sterner, it's Ron Ugly. Tyler Milner's back there behind the glass on them ones and twos, as you can tell with that bumper. But that's not bumper music. That's a bed, ain't it? Isn't that called a bed?
Yes, a bed. Nailed it.
That's nice. I always know Tyler's in the building when the bed is made, when the bed is nice.
Just the greatest producer in the world, Tyler T-Mill.
The one time you said that, he got it, Ron.
He did.
The one time you said that.
I think about it almost every night, too.
I haven't said his ranking in a long time.
Either way it goes, you're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. We're up here at Taquerias Arandas Sports Bar on North Shepherd. Come on through, hang out, get a little grub, have a few drinks, get your Friday started, and maybe win something along the way. Guys, I spent a lot of time on social media, obviously, and Got a little something from the gram that had me giggling last night, boys. My mom, y'all know Linda, y'all know Astro Granny. She came up to me, right? I don't know if you've seen these things. Have you seen these college football coaches, the parody interviews, the post-game pressers, where they take their post-game pressers and
gosh,
use their voice?
Damn it,
AI does it.
Yeah.
Uses their voice. It's scary that they can do this, but damn, it's
terrifying, dude. Oh, some of those videos are so good, like well made. It freaks me out. I don't like.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what they did. They got Astro Granny. My mom hits me up. She's like, well, you know, she listens to the show all the time.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm dead serious. She listens.
She said that on the air, folks.
Yeah, she listens and she tries to help in show prep every now and then. And she goes, hey, Clint. Have you heard that Alabama coach's press conference after Tennessee beat them? I said, no, I haven't even seen anything on the news. It couldn't be that big of a deal. Like, what are you talking about? Well, she somehow came across that one of these AI parody accounts, and she thought it was dead serious. So I got to listen
for you.
And I'm going to tell you, they're dead ass funny. There ain't no doubt. This is Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer. Now, again, artificially intelligized here.
Intelligized.
Is that a word? Put it in the. I learned on In the Loop. You can put that in the Webster dictionary.
It's a word now.
Shout out to you, Reggie.
Yeah, intelligize here,
John.
This is not really Kalen DeBoer, but it is AI'd into his voice. And I'm gonna tell you, Astro Granny thought she was onto something.
Jalen Milroe is supposed to be a f***ing Heisman candidate, but he threw two bad picks tonight, including one with a minute and 30 seconds left on the clock. There's no excuses. Jalen crapped the bed, and it's clear we can't trust him with the game on the line. I miss f***ing Michael Penix. Anyways, Jalen wasn't the only one who didn't show up. Our run game sucked just as badly. 2 yards per carry and 3 for 14 on third downs. The Vols' entire team outperformed us, and we deserved to lose. I'm regretting my decision to leave the Washington Huskies more every day.
he said.
There was nothing that tipped her off to say, well,
I'm effing missing my cousin.
Bro, she was dead serious, man. I mean, look, she doesn't know well enough to know that, like, Michael Penix was his quarterback last year at Washington and took him to the college football playoffs and all that. She's just the tone and the cussing and everything. She thinks he's dead serious. I'm like, Mom.
There's no way that wasn't true.
I said,
Mom. Well, she'll mouth out with a little bit of Coors Light.
It says it's a parody account, Mom. You can't. No, she was not drinking, by the way, when she heard this. So
it's so good that she thought it was.
She can't
blame
this.
Was she pissed that she got?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know her.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
No question. She was mad because she got. No, she ain't got no skin in the game with Alabama or Tennessee, and she's got. She was hot. But after Lane Kiffin lost to Kentucky, that's the first one I saw. Lane Kiffin lost to Kentucky, and his AI-generated post-game presser is absolute gold, man. Okay. There's about four or five of them out there floating around with these bigger-name coaches, and it is funny. And as I'm listening to them, I'm like, you know, I don't quite expect D'Amico Ryans to do that, but I sure enough would like him to
If they didn't add the cussing, they could get somebody.
There ain't no doubt.
Like, there were just some pieces in there, you know, shout out to Linda, I love your mother. But there were some pieces in there that just completely throw up the, hold on, man, now that ain't, nah, there ain't no way he said that. We ain't never heard Kalen DeBoer's just go Bob Knight. Like, there's
hey,
a
show. Jayhawks going down.
It's Ron L. Boogie. But there are some, if he'd have left some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, he might be able to get you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We're just at a loss with Jalen Milroe, man. I've done my best. I've just thrown my hand.
I miss Mike.
Penix was a great player, great man.
From the gram, boys, I'm telling you, man. The Instagram, some of the humor on there, man. I enjoy my time on the gram.
All right, coming up, the three big games of the weekend in the NFL, but you only get to pick two to watch. You only get to pick two to watch. Which two are you picking, and which one are you saying, nah, man, I got to let go? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I don't give a mother duck.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Aranda's Sports Bar inside Taqueria Aranda's on North Shepherd. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, get on out here. It's getting close to the time where it's people getting off work. It's a Friday. Get your Friday started well here, and I'm telling you, the frozen margaritas are fantastic. All the drinks. Are fantastic. The food. I'm going to order some food here soon. It's fantastic. But get on down here and give yourself a chance to win. We got some prizes. Got a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. Also, some tickets to see U of H and Texas A&M in the exhibition basketball game. All proceeds of that game go to everybody affected by Hurricane Beryl. So come on out. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. We're here until 6 o'clock. And there are TVs all over this joint, and even after we leave at 6, you'll be able to watch the World Series here, like Tyler's going to do tonight, and many of you
right.
Might. Yeah, I know you are. And hang out. There's some college football tonight as well, USC at Rutgers, so you can come out and have a good time and watch some games and hang out right here in the Heights at Taquerias Arandas, at the Aranda Sports Bar. You can come and hang out right here, North Shepherd, and right here in the Heights, and enjoy yourself. All right, Clint, Sunday there are some big games, and I like to look at the big three games to see which one is the odd man out. If you can only pick two, you can only split that screen, which one's the odd man out? The Eagles are going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. The Eagles are starting to play a little bit better. The Bengals have won a few in a row here. They're 3-4. Those are two teams that many people, I think, before the season thought could be Super Bowl contenders. Also, I think this one, to me, the Bears and Washington is the two young quarterbacks, 1-2. Saw earlier that Daniels looks like he's trending to a point where he potentially could play with that rib issue. Caleb Williams, he started to play a lot better here lately. And then the Cowboys at the 49ers coming up Sunday Night Football. If you can only pick two, you got to drop one. You can only pick two. Which game would you drop?
Eagles-Bengals.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, assuming Daniels,
Daniels
is playing in the Washington game, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels,
that's a big deal. That may be number one on the list for me.
With the way that Caleb's coming around, the way that Daniels has been playing all year long, I mean, that you couldn't get a better timing for this game. It's early enough in the season where neither team has, which both of these teams are trending in a direction where they're going to be relevant all year long, but that neither team has played enough games to be completely out of anything. You've waited mid-season to where one of the young quarterbacks that didn't look so great, his offense didn't look so great early on, Caleb Williams, is coming around. Bears and Commanders, that's a no-brainer for me. That's number one. And then number two for me is Cowboys at 49ers.
Clint, I think if the Cowboys weren't playing in Sunday Night Football, because they can flex now, I think they would have flexed that Washington-Chicago game. If it weren't the Cowboy audience in Sunday Night Football, I think they may have flexed that thing, because I think that's a game many people are interested in.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people are interested in it, but it's still love it or hate it. I know a lot of folks around here don't. They hate it, but the Cowboys draw eyeballs, man, especially when it's Cowboys 49ers. This is a game that I want to see, simply because, as I called before the season, I think the wheels come off in Dallas, and it looks like them lug nuts are loose.
What's your point?
You give them any chance in this game?
Oh yeah, I give them a chance.
No Brandon Ayuk in this game. They've got some injuries. No Christian McCaffrey.
No Brandon Ayuk, and I mean the 49ers defense has been pretty good, and their offense is, you know, I think Brock Purdy is up and down, but it's still the 49ers, still a really, really, really good football team. They're still running the football really well. The Jordan Mason kid, I think, is what, fourth or fifth in the league in yards per game. I mean, they're 49ers are a good, if they get healthy. I think they're going to be all right. They're not going to lead the league the whole year like they have the last couple of years in the NFC, but they'll be all right. But the Cowboys are a talent. They're a talented group. We spend so much time talking about what they don't have. They're a group that can go out there and score a lot of points, and maybe it's a shootout. They don't have the ability to stop anybody, but the Cowboys could win this game. There's definitely a chance out there. Now, I'm not betting on it. I'm watching strictly to see how next week is going to go for Jerry Jones.
This is tough, Clint and Tyler. You got a game that has A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, who is balling out this year, Jalen Hurts, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. Their offense is playing really, really well. T. Higgins. That's a tough one to push off the list. That's a tough one that.
That's why you picked them.
That's why
you picked these three.
I just want to. I know this is crazy to me, because it's teams that we've not really seen this one. Cowboys and 49ers, I got to see that. I got to see, like, I feel like this is one, no matter what happens, Jerry might end up with that trench coat on the sideline.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Jerry used to have that beige trench coat that he would always end up
I'm
on the sideline.
I'm saying what I'm saying.
I feel like Jerry might be on the sideline with that old trench coat. I think for me, it's Bears-Washington. It's just so – it's just a story – with the Cowboys and the 49ers. And, man, there's just too many guys that are in their prime playing in that Eagles-Bengals game. And the Bengals need to keep winning. The Eagles need to keep winning. And the Eagles have a wild card at head coach that is weird, that goes for everything. I know it's crazy because I do want to see Daniels versus Caleb, but I don't think those guys are at their best. And then outside of them, I don't know how many great pieces there are. I think that's the game that I leave out.
Ooh, it's tough for me. I didn't think I'd see it in my time, and I don't know that it lasts the entire season the way it did for CJ, but Jaden Daniels got a chance to have as impressive a rookie season as CJ had.
You've been as impressed with him as you were with CJ after this?
Well, I haven't watched enough of his film to dig that deep into it, but when you just, like, national-level analysts are having no problem, no hesitation saying this guy's having a good year as as C.J. Stroud did last year. The simple fact that that's even a statement that somebody that covers said, a game can make is wild to me. That and the only reason I say that is because C.J. was so damn good last year. So, for me, the way in which C.J. accumulated the stats and accumulated the wins is as impressive as anything. I haven't watched enough Jaden Daniels to see how he's getting it done. I just know he's getting it done in impressive fashion.
If the Niners lose, they're 3-5.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
which is wild with this thing rolling through. So yeah, that Sunday night game, that's going to be one to watch. All right, as we continue rolling here live on a Football Friday, come on out and hang out with us here at the Heights. Clint, I think there's a conversation. We know the offense struggled. But the offensive weapons really have struggled since there's been no Nico Collins. Clint, who's this game bigger for? Tank Dell, who had zero catches and dropped a touchdown pass, or Stephon Diggs, who went off to start the game and his head coach basically expressed, that's not how we do things and that's not what I want to see. And by the way, he didn't have a great game either. Who is it bigger for, Tank or Diggs? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Aranda's Sports Bar inside Taqueria Aranda's on North Shepherd. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to the voice guy. Boy, he went for it, didn't he?
That's what Taqueria. I was laughing at earlier, dude.
Taqueria Aranda's.
Because I know he him. After it. He's as wide as I am.
I did. He went for it. I don't know if... Like, do you think there was a message in there that says, hey, really roll that sucker?
Probably.
Well, I think he took it up. There it is. I think he took it upon himself to just say, I'm going for it. He just said, Taqueria Aranda's.
He nailed it.
He did. He had a good time with
it. Taqueria Aranda's.
Well, that's where we are, right here off North Shepherd in the Heights. Come on out and hang out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The food is good. I mean, everybody I'm in here are taking serious bites. Somebody just brought me a plate over. I'm about to mess it up. I saw Clint. He had a nice little plate. The beans will get you in trouble, I believe.
Yeah, I've charro seen beans.
Them charro beans. I see you in that bowl. I knew you was gonna get that after we were here the last time.
Yeah, they're good, man. I'm a sucker for a good bean now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Linda makes some good beans. I don't want to
put
you on
the
spot.
Big Earn was the pinto.
I can see that.
Oh, man. Big Earn was the pinto bean
what'd he put
guy
in
growing
Come
up.
Come on, what'd he put in them?
Sausage, man.
Vienna?
No. It was the real deal, man. Olank, he cut it up, man, a little piece. Boy, it was good, man. Big Earn would do, because I'm a beans and chili guy for the record. Big Earn would do a pot of chili on one side and a pot of them pinto beans on the other. Mix them together. Hey, man, to this day, boy, I'm a goulash guy, boy. I'm mixing beans and some meat and some... Woo!
Big Earn can get you right now.
Oh, yeah. You give me a spot that's got some good charro beans, which Taqueria Aranda's does. Come on now.
I
tried to ask her to bring them to me in a bowl, not a cup, but she clearly didn't.
No, she didn't.
She didn't follow me.
She got you in a cup.
She brought me the old cup.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, just get her again.
Just get another one.
Why not? Tell her.
They're good. They're worth it, man.
So come on out, have a good time with us as we're hanging out as well. All right, Clint, there are a lot of guys that need to step up from what they have done, not just in the last game against the Packers, but also for some who have done what they've done over the course of the season. We've talked about the offensive line a lot. We have talked about some in the secondary. We've talked about a lot of things that don't just come from the last game against the Packers, but all season. And one thing we need to look at is, it's one thing when you're playing the Patriots, and they're one of the worst teams in North America, but there's another thing when you are playing the Packers and you're playing a better opponent, all right? The Colts, again, another team that's above 500 that you're playing. Who is it bigger for? Because it was really shocking, shocking to me, the lack of production that Tank Dell and Steph Diggs had. It was shocking to me, the lack of separation. And it wasn't just like, oh, the pressure was so bad that they never got open. Yes, the pressure was bad, but them jokers was in their hip pockets. Who is this game for you in your mind when you look at the wide receiver position without Nico Collins? Who is this game bigger for to you, Tank or Diggs, because I think there is a potential that most people could sell for either one of them.
I think it's Tank. I don't even think it's close. When we're looking at individuals on this Texans football team, I think Tank is, this game is more important for Tank than anybody else. Any single individual. And I mean the game is important from the standpoint of what the rest of the year looks like. This is an opportunity where, you know, you can look at the first handful of games with the Texans and you can say, hey, man, there's just not enough balls to go around, right? You got Dalton Schultz. Obviously, they're running the football well with Joe Mixon. You got Nico Collins. You got Steph Diggs. And you can understand, even the president of the Tank Dell fan club can understand, and myself, by the way, can understand just not enough footballs to go around. You're going to have to do something. You have to find different ways to get balls, to get the ball to Tank Dell. Now, looking at this thing, Dalton Schultz is a non-factor. Nico Collins is hurt. And so you're down to, where is Tank Dell? Why is Tank Dell not a bigger piece of what the Texans are doing after what we watched last year? Now, against the New England Patriots, 9 targets, 7 catches, had a solid little game, good little game, which you'd expect the targets to go up with Nico Collins.
Caught a touchdown very similar to the one he dropped. Yeah. Against the Packers.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Last week was not good, and last week was a week when you needed it, and last week was a week when it wasn't just not good. You dropped a touchdown that ended up in 3 points, right? So that's there. You got Nico Collins coming back in a couple of weeks. And when it's all said and done, the opportunities for Tank Dell to establish himself as a guy that they need to prioritize more and they need to get the football to, those opportunities are coming to an end rather quick. And so I just think this is a game where Tank Dell needs it. And I don't mean he needs to have 150 yards and all this and all that. Tank Dell needs to go have a solid day more than anybody, any one individual on this football team. I think it's Tank Diggs, and it's a landslide in my opinion, Ron.
Yeah, Tyler, if you go right
Tank
now to
Diggs.
T-Mill, real
did
deal.
Did I say Tank Diggs?
You did. You merged them.
That's the second time you said that today. Tyler
Milner. Half this old Michilada got me, man.
Nope, you didn't have it the first time you said it. Tyler Milner, T-Mill, real deal, has just tweeted this out 57 seconds ago. Which Texan wide receiver needs a big day of production more than the other on Sunday versus the Colts? Steph Diggs and Tank Dell. Tank Dell's leading right now, 83% of the vote. Mike tweets to that in response to that message. Tank 100%. Need him to step up in this game and to be the guy that he was last year.
That's where I'm at, Ron. Clearly, we needed somebody to step up, right? The Texans do.
It's just nuts. Based on what we saw last year, he didn't have any stat.
Right. Yeah. No, clearly the Texans need him to step up and step up in a big way. What I'm saying is, I'm taking it a step further. Tank Dell needs this game more than the Texans do from him. Like, Tank Dell is staring down the barrel of being relegated to being a gadget guy.
Yeah. Now we're viewing him differently. If this continues, you're viewing him differently, because as you said, man, there's really not the excuse of, oh, we just don't have enough balls to go around anymore. And to be completely honest with you, I mean, it's three receivers. Clearly, we've seen guys that in a three-receiver set could still make plays. He wasn't making plays at all even earlier to this point where he wasn't. Like, there were just times where you look at it, like, he created such separation at times last year where, you could not go there.
Yeah.
And
I thought there was, like, I saw the same Tank Dell and somebody that really turned me on, got me good and football horny in that second half of the Buffalo game and for the New England game. Like, just, I mean, and look at what, they weren't big games either way, but you're just, the way in which he played, the pep in his step, the separation that he was getting, I was like, yeah, he's coming. It's just a matter of time. And then you lay an egg against Green Bay, and you're just, they're not going to, Diggs is going to get his action. Nico's going to get his action. Like, you need to prove right now that you're somebody that they need to go to win football games. You know, that's where he's at. Or, again, it's going to be punt returner, gadget guy, Tank Dell.
Yeah, which is crazy that we have potentially even got to this place, that it's even a conversation based off what we saw last year. As I said earlier in the program, like, you could argue there was a real argument between who was the GOAT, who was the number one guy before Tank got hurt, him or Nico. Who was it? And Nico, you know, ultimately was near 1,300 yards.
Great point.
And to a point where to a point where people are literally texting in, he needs to just be a punt returner.
When did Nico, which Nico killed it all year last year, I get it, but when Nico took a monster step is when the opportunity presented itself for him to do more and overcome being the only receiver that was healthy. In the absence of Tank Dell last year, Nico played his best ball.
Yep.
In the absence of Tank Dell, Nico became, not became, because he already was obviously a threat, but he remained a threat in a different way because they started moving him around so the defense couldn't focus on him so much and using him in different formations and stuff. To me, that was a huge step for Nico Collins. This is the same opportunity for Tank Dell, and last week was a bad look.
Couple of thoughts on the text line. Y'all swear he didn't break his leg and get shot in the offseason. Give it some time. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what right now, man. We went to damn near every single day of training camp, that was not the look.
It was
not, man. He was creating. He looked like the guy. He even looked like, boy, he's even taking a step. We talked about it multiple times. That boy, it is crazy that he has been able to recover and get to the place that he is. This ain't about – listen, I don't believe. I won't just say 100%, but I believe him. This is not about his injury or him getting shot. Something has occurred where he is it is a struggle right now. I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's about him getting shot or him – because that's not at all what we saw – we were watching him shake up on routes Derek Stingley.
On the regular. That's not what we saw against New England. That's not what we saw in the second half against Buffalo. So I unless there's some kind of residual that all of a sudden setting in because he's 12, 13 weeks into a season in terms of training camp and everything, and it's starting to wear on him relative to those injuries. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I was shocked that how well he was moving and that it appeared to not have any setback whatsoever in training camp. And again, which I think as when he has gotten opportunities this year, there's no doubt he hadn't missed a step until that Green Bay game. I don't know what was going on in that Green Bay game, but him and Steph both, neither one of them were separating, and it was problematic. Yeah. We'll see if they can bounce back this week. I just don't think anybody needs it more than Tank Dell.
Yeah. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire as we continue here. More prizes to hook people up with. If you're on the way, get on in here and put your name in the raffle box, and you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and win A&M and Houston Cougar basketball tickets. That's coming up here. We'll give you the latest on the injury report and let you know who is out of this game and also the designations also for the Colts as well in this game. And there's big sports coming up tonight and over the weekend. The World Series gets started tonight between the Yankees and the Astros and the Rockets. They get going again as well with the Grizzlies. All of that coming up next.